Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
Well, let me open by reading a statement from Representative Glenn Thompson, Republican, Pennsylvania. I quote, "Without a robust rural America, people in the city are going to wake up hungry. And the more I learn about cotton, they're going to wake up naked too." Well, I like that quote. We don't want the consuming public to ever forget the essential value of the farmers, ranchers, and the whole ag industry. Now, my subject today will be inflation. We've talked so much about how bad it is, but maybe we can find some hope. According to a global economist at J.P. Morgan, weaker global demand in the face of diminished purchasing power is helping to lift our foot off of the inflation accelerator. Global commodity prices are starting to come down after rising to 9.7% in the second quarter. Global inflation should be down to 5% in the last half of this year. Well, I hope they're right. We've watched our gasoline prices fall, and crude oil was $120 per barrel in June, and it's now down to $93. Food prices fell 1.9% in August, and that was the fifth straight monthly decline. Imports of manufactured goods, well, that's not going up. On the other hand, service prices keep going up. And it is the labor shortage that causes that, and I don't really see it coming down. Look at our imports. Excluding autos, import prices fell 0.5% between April and July. I have an article in the Wall Street Journal which argues that China is helping to ease the price pressure. The world's second largest economy grew just 0.4% from a year ago, and they have reduced their investment. Their iron ore prices are down almost 40%. China has chosen to lock down their companies because of COVID-19. China, with excessive supply and weak demand, is not going to drive inflation. The cost of transporting product, both on land and on sea, is not as expensive as it was, and supply chain disruptions are not what they were. There is one big question, though. What could slam the door on the progress that we have made? Well, we'll see. The world economy is on a rough ride, and it looks like the United States is doing better than a lot of countries. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.